天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎大家来到天路导向节目，我是主持人李舒雅。我们现在正在学习的系列是圣灵的果子，在前几期的节目当中，我们已经学习了仁爱、喜乐和忍耐这三个果子，以及如何依靠圣灵的大能活出一个仁爱、喜乐、忍耐的生命。那今天呢，我们将会来学习第四个果子，那就是仁慈。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起进入到今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you have tuned in to continue listening to this series of messages.
很高兴你能继续收听我们这个系列的节目。
If you have been following up our program, we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
如果你一直在收听我们的节目，就会知道我们正在讨论圣灵的果子。
And we will talk about kindness today.
今天我们要谈谈恩慈这个果子。
But before I do that, I want to tell you something very important.
在这之前，我想告诉你一些非常重要的事情。
If you have watched any of the television commercial, you will agree with me that the advertising industry is appealing more and more to human selfishness.
如果你看过一些电视广告，你就会同意我的看法。广告业正越来越多利用人类自私的天性来吸引我们的购买欲。
There is hardly a product today that is not advertised with an appeal to human selfishness and not need.
现在基本上已经没有什么商品的广告不是针对人性的自私来吸引我们，而实际上我们并不需要这些产品。
Whether it is this cream or that shampoo or this soap or whatever it is.
无论是面霜、洗发水、肥皂，还是其他任何东西。
The idea is you are not important if you don't buy this product.
如果你不买这样东西，似乎你就是一个无足轻重的人。
Or you are not going to be happy unless you try this or that product.
或者说，如果你不使用这些产品，你就不会开心。
This product may cost you more, but you deserve the best, they say.
他们这么说，这个产品或许贵些，但是你应该用最好的。
You have worked hard for this or that, therefore, go and get it.
你一直辛苦的工作，难道不该享受一下吗？就买了它吧。
Whether you need it or not, that's beside the issue.
至于需不需要这样的东西，根本不用考虑。
Now, for those of you who are listening for the first time, we have been looking at the fruit of the Spirit.
第一次收听我们节目的朋友，请注意，我们正在谈论圣灵的果子。
We have discussed how, when you are filled daily with the Holy Spirit of God, you can manifest the fruit of the Spirit.
我们讨论过，如果你每天都被圣灵充满，你就会表现出圣灵的果子。
These are not your fruit.
这些不是你自己结的果子。
It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit in you.
而是在你里面的圣灵所结的果子。
We learned first of all the contrast between the works of the flesh in the plural and the fruit of the Spirit in the singular.
首先我们学习了各种肉体的情欲和单一的圣灵的果子之间的对比。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢?
Because the works of the flesh are many, and they cause a division in the mind.
因为肉体的情欲非常多，它们会导致你头脑纷乱。
They cause a division in the heart.
会让你心猿意马。
They cause the heart and the mind to be at war with each other.
它们会让你的心思和头脑不断争斗。
But the fruit of the Spirit is one because it unites the whole person under the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
但圣灵的果子则是单一的，因为它让你在主耶稣基督的引导下有和谐一致的人格。
And then we began to look at the fruit of the Spirit one by one.
之后我们开始逐一讨论圣灵的果子。
Love,
仁爱
joy,
喜乐
peace,
和平
Patience.
忍耐。
And as I said, today we will talk about kindness.
我刚说过，今天我们要谈谈恩慈。
There are certain types of noxious weeds that specialize in choking off the fruit of the Spirit.
一些有毒的杂草专门扼杀圣灵的果子。
If there is a specific type of weed that chokes a specific fruit of the Spirit, what do you think chokes the fruit of kindness?
如果某一种毒草专门扼杀某一种圣灵的果子，那么你认为扼杀恩慈的毒草是什么？
Selfishness and pride are specialists in choking the fruit of kindness.
最能扼杀恩慈的毒草就是自私和骄傲。
In fact, selfishness is the daughter of pride.
其实我们可以说，自私是骄傲的女儿。
Please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请仔细地听我说。
For a person to be selfish, he or she has to feel that he or she has the right to be selfish.
对一个自私的人来说，不论男女，总认为自己凡事都有权为自己着想。
I want you to distinguish in your mind the difference between the occasional feelings of selfishness and real selfishness.
希望你能自己分辨一下偶尔有私心和真正自私之间的区别。
The occasional selfishness is when you are preoccupied or tired. You can become self-focused.
有时候当你太忙碌或者太疲倦，你只会想到自己的需要，这是偶尔的私心。
When we are emotionally drained or spiritually drained, we don't feel like showing kindness.
当我们的情绪和灵性都很低落时，我们就表现不出恩慈来。
But that's different from selfish people.
但这跟一个自私的人不同。
Selfish people know and believe that they have the right to be selfish.
自私的人认定他们有权自私自利。
There is an example of this kind of person in the third epistle of John.
在圣经的约翰三书里有一个典型的自私自利的人。
In 3 John 1:9, the Bible tells us,
约翰三书第九节，圣经告诉我们，
I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us.
我曾略略地写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特腓不接待我们。
The right to be selfish is easily bestowed upon the selfish people by pride.
自以为有权自私的人，因为他们很骄傲。
Selfish people feel that they have every reason to seek their own pleasure.
自私的人认为他们追求自己的享乐是理所当然的。
They feel that they have every right to look out for themselves.
他们认为只关心自己是天经地义的。
They feel justified in vigorously pursuing their desires.
他们认为全力追求自己的欲望是合情合理的。
They consider no cost too high for the pursuit of their pleasure.
他们认为追求自己的享受可以不惜任何代价。
And as I began telling you that the advertising industry is using this selfishness.
就像我开头告诉你的，广告商就是利用这种自私的心态。
In order to appeal to millions of people to buy their products.
来吸引数百万的消费者来购买他们的产品。
All of this, of course, is creating a gigantic problem in our world.
当然，这一切给我们的社会造成了极大的问题。
Can you guess what it is?
你猜是什么问题呢？
It is choking off true kindness.
这一切扼杀了真正的恩慈。
The same epistle of John gives us an example of a man who demonstrates true kindness.
在同一篇约翰书信里也提到一个真正恩慈的人为例。
Let us read it to you.
我来读给你听。约翰三书第五到第八节。亲爱的兄弟啊，凡你向做客旅之弟兄所行的都是忠心的。他们在教会面前证明了你的爱，你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了。因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
My listening friends, give your close attention to this.
亲爱的朋友，请特别注意听。
I'm going to tell you something very important based on the Word of God.
根据神的话，我要告诉你一些非常重要的事情。
Either kindness will conquer selfishness, or selfishness will choke off kindness.
不是恩慈胜过自私，就是自私泯灭恩慈。
The two cannot coexist.
两者不能共存。
Listen again to what John said in the third epistle, verse 11.
请再听约翰在约翰三书第十一节那里所说的话。约翰三书第十一节。亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善。行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。
Let me tell you a humorous story to illustrate how people in the West more kind to animals than to people.
让我讲个幽默的小故事来说明，西方人如何对待动物，比对待人更仁慈。
There was a traveler who was caught in a dreadful storm.
有一个人在旅途中遇到一场可怕的风暴。
The storm grew so violent that he could not keep on driving his car.
由于风势猛烈，他无法继续往前开车。
It was dark and the rain was coming down in sheets.
那时倾盆大雨，天昏地暗。
There was high winds blowing and visibility was almost zero.
在狂风暴雨中，可见度几乎为零。
The driver looked at his dog, who was sitting in the front with him.
这个人望着坐在他身边的狗。
He said, "This is a bad one, doggy."
他说：“狗啊，这场风暴真糟糕啊。
”And the dog went everywhere with the owner.
一直以来，那只狗到处都跟着他。
No sooner had the man said to his dog these words when he spotted a small motel by the side of the road, right in the middle of nowhere.
话还没说完呢，就在这荒郊野外，他看见路边有一家小旅馆。
What luck, he thought, as he drove to the front office and he walked there with his dog.
他赶紧把车开过去，心里想，真幸运。他和狗下了车，走了进去。
He said, "I would like a room for the night, please."
他说，请给我开一个房间过夜。
Sorry, sir," said the man at the desk. "We are all filled up."
柜台里的人说，先生，对不起，我们已经客满了。
The traveler said, "Well, I could sleep on this couch here and pay for a room."
这个旅客说，我可以睡在这个沙发上，照样给房钱呢。
The owner said, "No, no, no. This is where I sleep."
旅馆主人说。不行不行，这是我睡觉的地方啊。
The man pleaded, but there is a terrible storm out there, and I have no place to go. Please let me stay.
旅客哀求道，但外头风雨这么大，我没地方去，求你让我待在这儿吧。
The man at the front desk shrugged, and the traveler turned to leave.
柜台里的人冷漠地耸耸肩膀，旅客只好转身离去。
And as he was leaving, the owner stopped him before he got outside the door.
但他还没走出门口，店主叫住了他。
He said, "Just a minute, mister."
他说，等等，先生啊。
Leave that pup here.
小狗可以留下来。
I wouldn't turn a dog out on a night like this.
这样的天气，我不会让小狗在外面过夜的。
That man was kinder to animals than he was to people.
那个人对动物比对人还要恩慈呢。
Biblical kindness is not looked upon kindly by many people.
很多人对圣经所说的恩慈并不以为然。
They feel that kindness carries a cost and they're not prepared to pay.
他们认为恩慈需要付代价，但他们不愿意付出。
They say kindness is too time consuming.
他们说恩慈太花费时间。
Kindness is too demanding.
恩慈有太高的要求。
Kindness interferes with our plans.
恩慈会打乱我原定的计划。
Kindness interferes with our privacy.
恩慈会搅扰我私人的时间。
Kindness interferes with our self-indulgence.
恩慈会妨碍我的喜好。
There are many people who see people only as objects.
许多人看待别人就像看待一样东西似的。
No wonder we are in the moral mess that we are in today.
难怪我们今天处在这样一个道德沦亡的社会里。
But the spirit-filled life, says the scripture, is far from seeing kindness as inconvenience.
但是圣经说，被圣灵充满的生命，从不认为恩慈会带来不方便。
But rather as part of the only real fruit that is produced in the power of the Holy Spirit.
反而把它看为圣灵大能所产出的真实果子之一。
Far from seeing kindness as a distraction,
不把恩慈看作一种搅扰。
It is one of the visible evidence of the spirit-filled life.
而是一个生命被圣灵充满的见证。
Far from seeing kindness as an old-fashioned characteristic that does not belong to the 21st century.
不把恩慈看作一种过时的、不属于二十一世纪的品质。
It is the basic necessity to the Christian life.
而是基督徒生命的必要基础。
You have to ask yourself a question as we go through these messages.
当你听我们讲这个信息时，你要问问自己。
As we live in these last days,
我们活在这末后的世代。
Days in which we face more and more hostility,
面临世界越来越强烈的敌意。
Are we ready to imitate our Heavenly Father and His characteristics?
我们是否愿意效法天父，学习他的品格呢？
For don't forget, the fruit of the Spirit represents the characteristics of God.
别忘了，圣灵的果子代表着神的品格。
Or are we ready to imitate the enemy of God and His works of the flesh?
还是我们情愿去模仿神的敌人，随从肉体的情欲呢？
Listen to 3 John 11 again.
请再听约翰三书十一节。约翰三书第十一节，亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善。行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。
Kindness is the characteristic of God.
恩慈是神的品格。
It is out of His kindness that God made a covenant with Israel.
就是因为神有恩慈，他才和以色列人立约。
It's out of His kindness that God kept His side of the covenant despite of their disobedience and blatant rebellion.
就是因为神有恩慈，纵使以色列人背逆神，放肆地反叛他，神仍然坚守他那方面的约。
He kept the covenant when they cursed him.
当他们诅咒神的时候，神守住了约。
He kept the covenant when they hated him.
当他们憎恨他的时候，神还是守住了约。
He kept the covenant when they turned their backs on God.
当他们离弃神的时候，他依旧守住这个约。
It is out of God's kindness that He left the splendor of heaven and the majesty of glory and became a man.
就是因为神有恩慈，他才离开尊贵荣耀的天堂，降世为人。
It is of His kindness that though perfect in every way, and yet He hung on a criminal cross to pay for the wages of the sins of all who believe in him.
就是因为神有恩慈，虽然他毫无瑕疵，他依然愿意被钉死在十字架上，为所有信靠他的人付清了罪债。
It is of his kindness that he does not judge us as we deserve.
就是因为神有恩慈，他才没有按照我们当得的刑罚来审判我们。
It is of his kindness that he accepts repentant sinners.
就是因为神有恩慈，他才接受所有愿意悔改的罪人。
Those who shook their fist at him.
那些曾对他挥舞过拳头的人。
Or even those who hated God.
甚至那些憎恨神的人。
When they repent of their sins and turn to Jesus Christ as their Savior.
当他们承认罪过，转向耶稣基督，接受他为救主时。
He receives them, and he does not call them anything but sons and daughters.
神就接纳他们，并单单称他们为儿女。
That is what he does.
这就是他所做的。
That is the kindness of God.
这也就是神的恩慈。
Do you want to be like your heavenly Father?
你愿意像你的天父一样吗？
You can do that today.
你今天就可以这么做。
You can say, Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins.
你可以说，主耶稣基督，我为自己的罪而悔过。
I receive you into my life as my only Savior and Lord.
我接受你进入我的生命当中，做我唯一的救主和生命的主宰。
Accept me as one of your children.
接受我作为你的儿女。
In your name I pray.
奉你自己的名字祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
非常感谢麦克牧师的教导和提醒。的确，很多时候我们都不愿意仁慈地去对待别人，因为这将付上极大的代价。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿我们可以像主耶稣那样，更多认识和经历他的慈爱，同时依靠他的慈爱，使我们也可以活出慈爱的生命。好，那亲爱的听众朋友们，我们今天的节目到这里就结束了。愿神大大的赐福于你，我们下期再会。
全心来敬拜你主，高举双手敬拜。